Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Britain okays Pfizer vaccine and will begin shots within days. US lawmakers unveil anti-slavery constitutional amendment. And UN calls on humanity to end war on nature. It's Thursday, December 3. I'm Anthony Davis. Britain became the first country in the world to authorise a rigorously tested COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday and could be dispensing shots within days, an historic step towards eventually ending the outbreak that has killed more than 1.4 million people around the globe. In giving the go-ahead for emergency use of the vaccine developed by American drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, Britain vaulted past the United States by at least a week. The US Food and Drug Administration is not scheduled to consider the vaccine until December 10. The announcement sets the stage for the biggest vaccination campaign in British history and came just ahead of what experts are warning will be a long, dark winter, with the coronavirus surging to epic levels in recent weeks in the US and in Europe. Officials cautioned that several tough months still lie ahead even in Britain, given the monumental task of inoculating large swathes of the population. Because of the limited initial supply, the first shots will be reserved for those most in danger, namely nursing home patients, the elderly, and healthcare workers. Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency recommended the vaccine after clinical trials involving tens of thousands of volunteers showed it was 95% effective and turned up no serious side effects. The vaccine is still considered experimental while final testing is done. Prime Minister Boris Johnson declared that the searchlights of science had picked out the invisible enemy, which had been blamed for close to 60,000 deaths in Britain. He said that in developing the vaccine, scientists had performed biological jiu-jitsu by turning the virus on itself. National lawmakers introduced a joint resolution on Wednesday aimed at striking language from the US Constitution that enshrines a form of slavery in America's foundational documents. The resolution, spearheaded and supported by Democratic members of the House and Senate, would amend the 13th Amendment's ban on chattel enslavement to expressly prohibit involuntary servitude as punishment for a crime. As ratified, the original amendment has permitted exploitation of labour by convicted felons for over 155 years since the abolition of slavery. The 13th Amendment continued the process of a white power class gravely mistreating black Americans, creating generations of poverty, the breakup of families, and this wave of mass incarceration that we still wrestle with today, Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon said ahead of the resolution's introduction. A House version is led by outgoing Representative William Lacey Clay of St. Louis, who said the amendment seeks to finish the job that President Abraham Lincoln started. It would eliminate the dehumanizing and discriminatory forced labor of prisoners for profit that has been used to drive the over-incarceration of African Americans since the end of the Civil War, Clay said. In the Senate, the resolution has Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Ed Markey of Massachusetts, and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland signed on as co-sponsors. This change to the 13th Amendment will finally, fully rid our nation of a form of legalized slavery, Van Hollen said in an emailed statement. Constitutional amendments are rare and require approval by two-thirds of the House and Senate, as well as ratification by three-quarters of state legislatures. Should the proposal fail to move out of committee in the remaining weeks of the current Congress, Merkley said he hoped to revive it next year. The effort has been endorsed by more than a dozen human rights and social justice organizations. It is long past time that Congress excise this language from the U.S. Constitution, which should begin to put an end to the abusive practices derived from it, said Laura Pitter, deputy director of the U.S. program at Human Rights Watch, which also endorsed the amendment. Although nearly half of state constitutions do not mention human bondage or prison labor as punishment, just over 20 states still include such clauses in governing documents that date back to the 19th century abolition of slavery. As an extreme year for hurricanes, wildfires, and heat waves comes to an end, the head of the United Nations challenged world leaders to make 2021 the year that humanity ends its war on nature and commits to a future free of planet-warming carbon pollution. With new reports highlighting 2020's record-breaking weather and growing fossil fuels extraction that triggers global warming, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres delivered yet another urgent appeal to curb climate change. It was tinged with optimism, but delivered dire warnings as the UN gears up for a December 12th virtual climate summit in France on the fifth anniversary of the landmark 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. "The state of the planet is broken," Guterres said in a speech at Columbia University. "Humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal." Apocalyptic fires and floods, cyclones and hurricanes are increasingly the new normal, he said. In a report, the World Meteorological Organization said this year is set to end about 1.2 degrees Celsius warmer than the last half of the 1800s, which scientists use as a baseline for warming caused by heat-trapping gases from the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas. Most trapped heat goes into the world's seas, and ocean temperatures now are at record levels. It also means 2020 will go down as one of the three hottest years on record. Guterres saw hope in promises by more than 100 countries that by mid-century they will not be adding more heat-trapping gases to the atmosphere than trees and technology can remove, along with shorter-term pollution cuts. China and US President-elect Joe Biden have pledged net zero carbon emissions. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.